So, once again, welcome to our Salah Sunday. For those of you who haven't been to one before, we do this once a quarter. Well, we kind of break from what we normally do in service just to bring us out of our comfort zone a little bit, to do something that is different to just, you know, the same Bible reading, sermon, singing, that sort of format, and just to make us a little bit uncomfortable as we continue to worship every month together. The word Salah comes from the Psalms and actually appears 70 plus times in that book of Psalms. And it's equivalent to, you know, those rest, the pause rest in your music. If you read music, like you get that bird's eye thing where it just pauses and rests. It's that sort of rest. But in Scripture, it's about an intentional rest to reflect, to pause in our life, to contemplate on what the psalmist is talking about and also what the Word of God is doing. So that's the aim of these Salah Sundays, what we are doing today, to have a rest and a pause from our normal worship routines, more intentionally thinking about the Word of God and our worship together. And I'd like to say, you know, for myself especially, and I imagine most of you as well, in the world we live in, it's very hard to find that time to just stop, to reflect and to think and to enjoy God's Word. We're often so quick in moving from things to things. So today, of all days, I think on New Year's Eve, it's a perfect time, being a time where we often use to reflect on the years that's passed, as well as hope towards the future of the year to come. So as the year draws to an end today, we're going to consider together for yourself, for the church, what it's been like for you the year that has passed, and to think about the year to come as well. And before we do all that, I think the most important thing is to consider, where is our heart at this point in time? Because I think if we don't get right now correct, there's no point thinking about the past or the future. So my question for you at this moment is, what brings you here today? What has brought you to sit amongst us? Maybe it's your first time, 10th time, 100th time. Is it just something that you have done over the years and gotten used to? Tozer writes in The Pursuit of God that the Bible is not an end in itself, but a means to bring men to an intimate and satisfying knowledge of God, that they may enter into Him and that they may delight in His presence, that they may taste and know the inner sweetness of the very God Himself in the core and center of their hearts. As the God of the Bible, we believe in that He calls us to know Him and to enter into a relationship with Him. I want to encourage you to now just take a moment to close your eyes and to consider, what are the desires of your hearts at this moment? Close your eyes and consider why it is that you have come this morning. Do you desire this intimate and satisfying knowledge of God? Do you want to delight in His presence and taste the sweetness in His heart? If you do, pray with us as Dawn reads from Psalms 63 as a prayer to ask God to help us to seek Him today.
Psalm 63, verse 1 to 5. You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek You. I thirst for You, my whole being longs for You, in a dry and parched land where there is no water. I have seen You in the sanctuary and beheld Your power and Your glory. Because Your love is better than life, my lips will glorify You. I will praise You as long as I live, and in Your name I will lift up my hands. I will be fully satisfied as with the richest of foods, with singing lips my mouth will praise You.
Heavenly Father, we ask that You would attune our hearts and our minds to You this morning. Help us to let go of anything that may be clouding our minds or burdening our hearts. Reveal to us our deep needs for you, so that we may seek you in our worship today. Let today not just be another day, but that our worship will be refreshing to our souls. Give us a desire for you that we may know you deeper and deeper, and to pursue you with all our lives. Amen. We're going to sing a few songs. If you'd like, please stand and join us as we sing I Want to Know You.
Romans 3, verses 23 to 25. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of his blood to be received by faith.
So we know we fall short of the perfect glory of God, and by all human understandings we have no right to be able to come before him and to worship and to know him. But thank God that by his act of grace, giving himself up for us on the cross, that we may stand before the throne of God and have a strong and perfect plea. That at that throne in front of him, we have a great high priest whose name is Love, who lives and pleads for us. Sing before the throne of God above. Invite Johan and Debbie, are you joining us as well?
Yes.
And to share with us the work that God's been doing through them in the last year.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be with you. For those of you who don't know us, my name's Johan, this is Debbie. We worked in the OMF office in Australia for about 11 years. Before that, we worked in Thailand with Thai people. And we've recently, over the last 2 years, we've moved across to New Zealand. And we've been working as the national director in New Zealand. It's a smaller team than Australia, but it's still really rewarding. And we're really thankful for the ministry that God has given us there. There's one up there, yes, okay, I can see it now. So basically what we do is we try and inspire the churches in New Zealand to be excited about mission, or going out and sharing the good news about Jesus with people from East Asia and also in New Zealand as well. We've got a small team, many of them are part-time, and we have a really good board to work with as well. We train candidates for mission, so we screen them, we prepare them to go cross-culturally, and Debbie's going to talk a little bit more about how we're doing that as well. So we had a candidates course back in October, and we had 17 people attend. Not all of them were candidates. Some of them were actually people coming onto our team, on the council, or working with us. But we've got a pipeline of candidates who are getting ready to go cross-culturally to places like Japan, a very big country in East Asia. Where else are they going, Deb?
Working with people groups that don't have any access to the gospel.
Yeah. So the ones with their backs turned are going to countries that we can't really talk about too much for security reasons.
So I wasn't really sure, to be perfectly honest. I think I'll stand up here because it's the first time that I'm actually taller than Johan. I wasn't sure what my role was going to be, but over time that has developed. And because we've got a young team and most of them are not experienced on the field, the role that I've been sort of have taken up as it's gone along is equipping and training, firstly, our team. So how do we engage with people and talk about mission with them? How do we explore mission with them if they're interested? How do we develop that interest and equip them to go or to be sharing their faith with Asian people in Auckland, in New Zealand? I'm not allowed to say Australia. When I blooper it in New Zealand, I get... So a lot of my time has also been spent with people who are going short-term. And these two girls down the bottom, their names are Tessa and Emily. It's been a real joy to see God at work in their lives over this year. I've been mentoring them along with another lady, preparing them to go to Japan, and they have both spent about 6 months. And recently, yesterday actually, I got a letter from Emily, and she talked about the joy of seeing so many people in the little town that she's in come into Christmas activities and hear the gospel for the first time. Yeah, 2 weeks ago we were being interviewed at the other CABC, and as I told that story, the girl who was interviewing me, I've forgotten her name, she said, "Oh, I was in Japan with that team too." Just randomly, we didn't even know it.
Okay, so I'm not taller than you now. So my job is pretty much the same as what it was here in Australia. So that's good, because it means that I haven't had to spend a lot of time learning what I'm supposed to do. I know what I'm supposed to do and can just get on with it. Where I do lack a little bit is having the local contacts, the knowing the churches, pastors, church leaders, and lots of people in the Christian community in Auckland and the rest of New Zealand as well. But I'm really enjoying it. So we do all sorts of things to build networks, to help people to understand what we do and what our purpose is. So we have pastors' breakfast, we do intercultural training workshops for churches that want to become more intercultural. Most churches tend to be just one type of people. So when I look here, I see mainly Chinese. Another church that we go to, it's mainly Anglo people. But what we want to see in OMF and what we see the scriptures pointing us to is an intercultural community worshipping and serving God together. And so we're trying to help churches who want to go down that line to know where to take the first steps and how to work towards that. We also run workshops like Mission in the Workplace. These days, many people are professionals, and the question in the back of their mind is, how can I use my profession to serve the Lord? And that is something that we are trying to help people work through as well. And it's particularly useful in countries where we can't send missionaries openly, full-time, supported, like Thailand and Japan and Cambodia, but places which are not open to full-time missionaries serving there. And so that's something that we can do as well. So, yeah, we're really thankful for the ministry that God's given us in New Zealand.
As I said before, I was really thankful to see what God did in Emily and Tessa's life, the way God changes and shapes us when we seek him and serve him. So would you continue to pray as we mentor and work alongside young people who are exploring mission, as we work alongside churches in New Zealand and try to encourage them to think missionally about East Asian people, both in New Zealand and spread throughout the world? And would you continue to pray, please, for wisdom for us as a team? We're very thankful for the way that God has guided us over these last 2 years in developing and shaping and moulding a team that can move forward. So would you continue to pray for us?
Thank you. Well, why don't we do just that? We'll pray together for Johan and Debbie and the team in New Zealand as well. Why don't you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what we've just heard, how you have used Johan and Debbie in the work in OMF and in New Zealand. We thank you that they were able to reach out to all the churches in their areas in New Zealand to encourage them to be mission-minded. We pray that you'll work in the hearts of those that they encounter to be open to the ideas, to the ways, to the encouragements that Johan and the team brings, that they may think outside of their churches that they are part of, so that they may bring your good news to those around the world. We pray especially for Debbie. Help her to train and to mentor the new generation of those who are about to become missionaries, to know that how they can be prepared and equipped as they go out and serve you and your people. Pray for Johan as well, as he tries to coordinate and get in touch with all the churches in New Zealand. Help him to know how to navigate different conversations and relationships. Help him to know how it is that he can be encouraging them to partake in your mission as well. And overall, we ask for your wisdom upon the ministry itself, that the team will know where it is that you are guiding them in the years to come. That as they look forward to a brand new year, as they look towards where it is that you are doing through them, that they will be able to trust you in where you are guiding them. Give them strength when they are tired and when they are worn out from all the work that they are doing. Lift them up and show them the work that you are doing through them and through the various missionaries, that they may be encouraged in what you are doing. Well, be with Johan and be with Debbie this coming year, and be with the team as well. That your glory and your good news may spread throughout New Zealand, Australia, and around Asia as well. And pray all this in the Son's name. Amen. Wait, hold up. So we've heard a little bit from Johan and Debbie about what they've been up to, what they're doing. I wonder how you and your last year has been. How you have gone through just the last 12 months in your time. What were the times of celebrations for you where you can come in and, like we have talked about, bring forth your thankfulness towards God? Take a moment again to just look back to the year that's passed. What were the moments that God has blessed you with? What were the incidents that God has led you through? What were the things that may have seemed like coincidences, but were in fact part of God's plan for you? There's nothing too great or too small in a year that has passed that God didn't have a hand in. There's nothing too great or too small that he doesn't deserve our thanks. What is that point of celebration for you in the last 12 months? Say a prayer and give thanks to God for his faithfulness.
Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad. Let them say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Let the sea resound and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let the trees of the forest sing. Let them sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the countless times that you have blessed us throughout this past year. Your presence in our lives, your care and your daily provisions, the joys and the celebrations that you have brought into our lives. All that is good in our lives, Lord, we give thanks to you. You are indeed a good and compassionate God. You are the gracious Father who knows our every needs. Give us, Lord, a heart of gratitude that we may live each day in thankfulness to you. Thank you, Lord, that you are not against us, but you are for us. That by your grace we have a blessed assurance in our lives today and in our lives eternal. Amen. Why don't we stand as we sing a song called Blessed Assurance to remind ourselves what it is that we have in Jesus. So maybe when you look back in a year that has passed, all you can remember is trials and challenges, where times of celebrations may be hard to find. The prophet Jeremiah had more reason than most to feel distressed. He lived through the destruction of Jerusalem, the temple that he loved very much. He saw the downfall of Israel, people he cared for. But yet in Lamentations 3, he says, I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So Jeremiah didn't downplay or forget or ignore what he went through. He acknowledged the pain and the hurt. But the key word for him and for us is the word yet. Yet this I call to mind and have hope. He reminds himself that despite the overwhelming loss he has experienced, God's love has sustained him and carried him in his life. And God knows that some of you have gone through a lot this year, and maybe are still going through it now. And you don't need to downplay the struggle of that either. But hear Jeremiah's words and be encouraged. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Let's sing together, Great Are You, Lord. for Lord, great are you indeed. That even times where we may not have seen it, you were there with us. With times we thought we were alone, we thought we were on our own, you were lifting us up. Great are you, Lord. Amen. Let's grab a seat. As we turn our thoughts in our minds to the year to come, do you wonder what is in store for you? What it is that you're looking forward to in this new year's? Maybe work, life, personal family, school studies. Do you wonder what God's plan is for you in the next 12 months? Proverbs 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight. I'm going to give you two questions to ponder about and pray about for the year to come. Is there anything that's on your mind right now that's worrying you for the next 12 months? Things that are nagging at you that you know you're going to have to face in the next 12 months. Things that you may just not be looking forward to. If that's the case, in our prayer, turn that over to God and trust it to him that he is greater than our worries. Or maybe another question for you to think about in the next year is, what's God's plan for you in his kingdom? How can God work in you and through you so his kingdom may grow on earth? In that case, pray for God to use you. Consider which one rings in your mind. And if you'd like, we're going to set a timer for 10 minutes. To only encourage you to pray with someone next to you, to share maybe that worry or that calling you feel God's giving you. Or maybe you'd like to pray by yourself as well. But let me encourage you to hand over this next 12 months to your Heavenly Father as well.
Confidence, that's awesome. think it's probably the most
Let me wrap up in our prayers. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we don't know what we will face in the year to come, but help us to trust that whatever life may bring, your goodness and your faithfulness remains the same. Help us to trust in you of the year to come, that whatever we may be worried about, let us bring them to you and know that all things are in your hands. Guide us that we may be more like you. Move our hearts, Lord, that we may be instruments of your work in this world. That through us, other people may come to know you and to glorify you. Amen. Amongst us, there are, in particular, two groups of people that are going to be facing a lot of change in the year to come. And that's, of course, our Year 6s and our Year 12s. So I'm just going to invite one of each to come up. Well, not Taryn, because apparently he's sick. So Sienna's going to come in his place. So come on up, Sienna and Audrey. Yay. So Audrey, I imagine you're the year six. Going to year seven, how do you feel about going to high school?
I feel excited.
Excited? Yeah, but nervous. How come nervous? You don't know anyone going to your school. Okay, and which school will you be going to?
Pacific Hills.
Pacific Hills, hands up. There we go, 1, 2, 3. There you go, friends. It is a scary thing, I think, to go to a new school with my friends. We'll be praying for you later on, and you'll be praying for the other year sixes as well. I don't know how we're going to do this with you and Tara now. What were you nervous about when you were going to uni?
I think I was really nervous about, the workload and just having to find a new community after having built a really good one in high school.
Thank you. Audrey and Sienna is going to lead us in prayer now to pray for the year six transitioning to year seven. And the year 12s moving into uni as well. Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your guidance throughout the last few years of primary school, and now we are moving to high school. Please help the upcoming year 7s adapt to the changes in the coming years and help us to still continue to learn and praise you. Please let us be able to use our talents and abilities to serve you. Also bless us and help us to flourish in our relationships with friends, family and our community. Help us to seek healthy relationships that will build us up and not break us down. Please guide us each and every day through your Holy Spirit. John chapter 10 verse 27 says, "You are a good shepherd. May we know and recognize your voice when you speak to us. Help us to listen to you. Let us follow in your footsteps so that each step brings us closer to you. Show the path you want us to take in life. Thank you, Father, for your wisdom, knowledge, and love that will continue to guide us in Jesus' holy day. Amen."
Dear Father God, we just want to thank you for the year 12s, for Taryn, Sandra, Alice, and David. Our Lord, we just want to thank you for guiding them through their HSC period, for holding their hand as they went through the stressful period and bringing them out on the other side. Lord, we just want to pray for the year 12s as they choose their path forward. We pray that you will give them wisdom and guidance and that their path and their choices may honor you. Lord, we just want to pray that they will be able to make strong connections with the new people that they meet at university. We just want to pray that they will be bold and ready to talk to the people around them. We just want to pray that they'll be able to maintain the relationships that they made in high school, but be ready and open for new relationships and new opportunities at university. Lord, we just want to pray that you'll continue to work in their hearts in this new chapter of their lives, that they may be good witnesses to you and to the many new people that they will meet and the many new circles they will become a part of. We just want to pray that you will be able to show your word and love through them. Lord, we just want to thank you for TYF and the good community it's been to the year 12s. We want to pray that they'll be able to adjust and be welcomed into the new ministries at PLUS, as well as other ministries in the church. We want to thank you for the holiday period they have coming up and pray that they'll be able to use their time wisely and draw closer to you as they have this holiday period to rest. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. I wonder what that change will be for you this coming year. What it may be for you, whether it be a new job, new family situation, work arrangements. We, as believers, have more reason for hope than most, because we believe that we're not alone in what we're facing. We believe that we have an eternal hope, and not just today, tomorrow, but for the rest of eternity, God is by our sides. As we bring our time together to a close, let us be reminded of the hope we have in Jesus. Whatever the coming year may bring for you and I, for our church, for our families, we have a future that is secured in Him already. 1 Corinthians 15 says, "But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." We're going to sing to end our time together, three songs. And the first one's called Living Hope. Let's stand.
Thank you.
Let's pray. Well, we thank you for the time we're able to share today. We've asked that you will help us to see your work in our lives each day, that we may be encouraged to trust you and to follow you. We pray for the year to come. Give us a love for you that we may pursue you each and every day. Give us a passion for your people that we may share in the work of your kingdom. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of the Father and the fellowship of your Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.